A Bethel man has been ordered to appear in court for advertising moose meat for sale on Facebook. It's illegal to sell big game meat in Alaska, but sales for subsistence foods are a constant presence on the social media site, and regulations governing the trade of these foods can be inconsistent and confusing. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports.
If you're looking to buy or sell something in Bethel or the broader Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, you're likely to land on Bethel Bargains. It's a private Facebook page with more than 16,000 members. A brief glance shows posts selling a television, essential oils, a child's snowsuit, and items in a moving sale. Sprinkled throughout are ads for dry fish and other subsistence foods from around the region. Last week, a post advertising moose meat popped up.
What appeared to be 1 gallon in a plastic Ziploc bags, and the ad says moose meat in ribs, $25 a bag. Text this phone number.
Alaska Wildlife Trooper Walter Blajewski called the number and spoke with a man named Arnold Loopy. Loopy confirmed that, yes, he had posted the ad, but said that no, he had not sold any meat. Trooper Blajewski issued Loopy a citation and an order to appear in court. The citation is a minor violation, equivalent to a traffic ticket. If Loopy had sold the meat, he could have received a misdemeanor charge.
Now, obviously, each situation is going to be somewhat different. The scale and size and scope of that operation will be taken into account.
Trooper Blajewski says that Loopy immediately removed the post. KYUK called Loopy. He said that he hadn't known that Alaska law prohibits the sale of big game meat and that legalities can be confusing with people selling other subsistence foods. So here's a brief overview of some of the regulations. Subsistence game meat cannot be sold in Alaska, except for rabbit or hare meat. Subsistence fish caught in state waters cannot be sold. However, subsistence fish caught in federal waters by rural residents can be sold to non-commercial entities. In the YK Delta, this means that subsistence fish caught within the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge by rural residents is legal to sell. Marine mammal meat can be sold in Alaska Native villages and towns in Alaska or for consumption by Alaska Natives. Migratory bird meat cannot be sold. But bartering for many of these subsistence meats is allowed. The regulations are also different for the non-edible parts of the animal. For instance, some furs, bones, and antlers can be sold. Trooper Blajewski says that other Facebook posts advertising big game meat are under investigation, but he made one thing clear.
I don't monitor Facebook or any of the classified ads for the purpose of, generating criminal cases.
Trooper Blajewski discovered Loopy's post only after a community member walked into his Bethel office and showed it to him. The community member claimed that selling meat is not part of the Yupik culture. Instead, sharing is the culture. But what's also clear is that to have meat to share, a person needs the tools to make subsistence harvest possible, like gas, guns, and ammunition, tools acquired with cash. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.